This is Andrew for Geek News Central coming to you from the Gadget Show live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Mark from Steebles, who's developing a carbon fibre bike with integrated carbon fibre mudguards. Mark, why don't you tell us just a little bit more about your idea?
Hi there. Yes, basically it's to solve the mudguard issue and do it properly by integrating the mudguards into the frame as a structural part, so that basically nothing's going to fall off. It's there as the frame itself. And along with that, solving a few other little issues, like keeping the gearing a bit cleaner and things like that. But yeah, that's the basic gist of it.
Okay. And what particular challenges have you encountered in developing this?
The biggest thing was doing the 3D CAD drawings. I mean, I've done some myself, but I'm not an expert. But having to find someone to help me do that, because it's quite complex shapes. And then to produce that, from that, I've been able to make these prototypes by 3D printing it in various different places and with different mechanisms to produce what we have here.
Okay. I mean, I think, you know, is there a particular problem? I mean, obviously, at a trivial level, you're wanting to solve the problem of people not getting dirty.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, going for carbon fibre, people tend to think of that as being expensive. What's the, you know...
Yes. It is expensive, yes. And that's what I've come across through the development of it, is it, because it's so different to a normal bike, the quotes I've had for places to make it is far more expensive than a standard bike. But it's more about the general way I want to go about riding. It's not just looking at it from a simple point of view of putting permanent mudguards on a bike. It's because people view them in a different way when they're riding, and people say, "All right, they'll have a separate bike that they have mudguards on that they just take out in bad weather." It's trying to integrate it all into one good bike, so you just take that out all the time when you're riding. And it's more about riding more and cleaning less and less maintenance, because a lot of people have a really nice bike for the summer. They take it out when it's sunny, they come back and clean it with a toothbrush. But if you had this, it kind of does away with a lot of that, so you don't have to clean it as much, and it's more about more time on the bike, less time maintaining it, really, in essence.
Okay. And I mean, this is obviously a racing road bike.
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay. Are there any ideas for doing, say, a mountain bike, or is that just likely to be too damage prone?
Yes, predominantly I do prefer mountain biking myself. I am more of a mountain biker. I just went down the road bike route because the road bike market at the moment is a bit bigger, and obviously it's easier to do one without suspension to start with. So yes, I will certainly be doing a suspension version of it once this one gets off the ground.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And you've been part of the British Inventors Project. How's that been for you?
Well, to be honest, it was just a bit of a last minute thing that I was on the list, but it was a last minute cancellation got me in, but... Yeah.
Very good. So you said you're looking for venture capital, seed funding, or manufacturer to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to anything, really. I mean, from the quotes I've had initially, it's from British manufacturers to CNC machine the moulds in aluminium. And that's what I've set up a GoFundMe for.
All right.
To get that money so that I can get the tooling done, and then I can start getting the frames made one by one, like that, because I'd rather start in this country with a few and see what happens before making the big jump to going overseas. But yeah.
Okay, and dare I ask if there was a target price in mind for the bike when it's finished?
See, I would like to have it at quite a reasonable price, because I don't want it to be prohibitively expensive. From my initial quotes I've had from this country, you'd probably be looking close to 5,000 for the complete bike with the Shimano Altegra group set.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really want it to be that expensive. I would rather it was more of a reasonable price so that everybody could have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's great. And if people want to know more, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, you go to steeblesbikes.com. That's got all the details about it, and we've got Facebook and Twitter as well, and gives you more details about it, and obviously the more background about the patent and a bit more of my history as well.
Okay, Mark, that's great. Thanks very much indeed.
All right, thank you very much. Cheers.